The new campaign features a series of print ads that started running this week in Washington, D.C. The campaign is sponsored by the Natural Resources Defense Council, and the ads feature several people well known to observers of the Pebble Mine fight, including former State Senator Rick Halford, NUNAMTA Alukastai Executive Director Kim Williams, and commercial fisher Patricia Tridy from Dillingham. Taryn Kiko is a staff attorney with the NRDC. She says the campaign was specifically targeted inside the Washington, D.C. Beltway.
So that policymakers and those making all the decisions really can understand what's at stake with Pebble Mine. And so we ran a series of five full-page ads in Politico and The Hill.
The new campaign is part of the NRDC's BioGems campaign focused on preserving wildlands and wildlife that are considered threatened by industrialization like mining. In NRDC's book, Protecting Bristol Bay ranks right up there with stopping the tar sands pipeline and keeping oil and gas companies from developing in the Arctic. Kiko says the full-page ads were spread out over 5 days and were timed to coincide with the impending deadline to provide comments on the latest version of the EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
But then what the agency will do is finalize that report and decide whether or not to take action to protect Bristol Bay. And that's really what we're encouraging the agency to do. So the series of ads was designed to show EPA that it does have the support from the region.
The deadline to submit comments on the EPA's Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment is May 31st. At the heart of the whole issue is the proposed Pebble Mine, which could enter into the formal NEPA permitting process later this year. It's believed the mine would be an open-pit mine that could produce over 80 billion tons of copper and over 107 million ounces of gold. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.